WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of ancient wisdom with a modern twist. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being super stoic and emotionless? Well, let me tell you, it's way more nuanced than that. It's about finding balance, understanding our emotions without letting them control us. And today, we're diving deep into a crucial aspect of that. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up for messing things up? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and everyone's staring? Or when you miss a deadline and suddenly feel like the world's crumbling around you? We've all been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us to be kind to ourselves in those moments. To treat ourselves with the same understanding and empathy we'd offer a close friend. Because, let's face it, being your own worst critic isn't exactly conducive to happiness or success, is it? So, what are some key takeaways from this whole self-compassion thing? First off, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, everyone. It's part of being human. From the biggest CEOs to your average barista, we've all stumbled, tripped, and messed things up at some point. So instead of dwelling on those errors, try framing them as learning opportunities. See, Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about continuously growing and improving. Next, practice mindful self-talk. Imagine a close friend coming to you with their woes. What would you say? Probably something encouraging, right? Now extend that same kindness to yourself. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself if they are really true or just harsh judgments disguised as facts. Remember, your inner voice has a lot of power. Choose to make it a source of support, not criticism. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about three things you're grateful for. Could be anything: a sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, the fact that you have shoes that fit. By focusing on the positive, we shift our mindset away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment. Now, Stoicism isn't just about being positive all the time, it's also about accepting what is. There are things in life beyond our control: bad news, unexpected setbacks, even those pesky traffic jams. Instead of resisting those realities, try to see them as opportunities for growth and resilience. Remember that famous quote, "The only thing we can control is our reaction." Finally, remember that self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our vulnerabilities and treat ourselves with kindness. By cultivating self-compassion, we build resilience, foster healthier relationships, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street minding your own business when suddenly, bam, you trip and fall flat on your face. People stare, you feel embarrassed, and that inner critic starts chirping away, "You're so clumsy. This is just embarrassing." Now, what happens next? Do you dwell on the fall, beat yourself up, and let it ruin your day? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, dust yourself off, and keep walking? The Stoic way is to choose the latter. Acknowledge the situation, accept that everyone falls sometimes, and then move forward with grace. Remember, it's not about avoiding mistakes, it's about how we respond to them. So there you have it, a crash course in self-compassion. A powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs with more resilience and joy. Remember, you deserve kindness, especially from yourself. So go out there, treat yourself like the amazing human being you are, and let's conquer this world together, one compassionate step at a time. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know how self-compassion is showing up in your life. I love hearing from you guys. See you tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.